This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, real quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media in a big way. Contributors from all over the country, constitutional attorneys, preachers, culture warriors is what they are. Fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and bringing about the answers. Doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to God. God promised he would answer, and he is. He's not going to leave himself without witness, and he's not a man that he should lie, period. If he said it, I believe it. That settles it. Cool? Big thumbs up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Watch us even now, and you can join us on live chat. If you'd like to go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, we're on the front page over there as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com, front page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. If you want to call in, any of the 128 cities listening or the 53 countries listening without of the United States of America, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, folks. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now listen, we're going to be talking about, and you shall be brought before governors. This is what the Lord said to Christians, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Anybody missed that one? This is like, was this overlooked somewhere in the mix? Because our forefathers found it, and they exhibited what they found. They showed the world their faith by their works, James 2:14 through 26, right? Well, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I got to highlight this really quick before we do so. Hey, folks, why is it in the state of Minnesota, why do they have a big fence around the Minnesota State Capitol? Headlines. Defense restricting access to the People's House, let me add, to the Minnesota State Capitol isn't coming down anytime soon after all. Wow, that's crazy. You know, it's like when you look at the Secret Service, you know, it's like, why do they have all these armed guards around those that are to serve the people? They have it backwards. I mean, if you look at the White House, look at that. They got the big, as a matter of fact, they raised the fence a couple feet higher. And they put spears on the end of them now to protect the president. I mean, you would think that if these said representatives are actually working for the people, they wouldn't need a fence. They wouldn't need guns. No, the people would love them. I think they've lost their role in government. They fail to understand that they serve we the people. They're serving special interest groups. We all the well know it, and that's exactly why they have fences, protecting themselves against the people that they are to serve. I believe it was Plato that said, when he's seen a politician during his era surrounded by bodyguards, he said, "What is it that you've done against the people that you would need protection?" Friends, I can tell you, they're not serving we the people. You all the well know they're not serving we the people anymore. Folks, they haven't been serving the people for decades. And I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about a good portion of them. I am talking about a majority of them, no question about it. Talking about fences around the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. Oh, just wait, friends. Wait until we get into today's topics. You're going to be angry. Armed guards, fences protecting themselves against the people that they themselves are to serve. Whoa. We're there. Hey, folks, I've told you before, the American people, when they catch on to what's going on here, these people are going to be hunted lawfully. And let it be lawfully. We're looking for reformation. We're not looking for revolution. Let it be lawfully. But they're going to be hunted. Why do you suppose they need to do this? Because they're pushing a narrative that nobody believes. And 90% of the people say they don't believe the government neither, and they don't want to wear the mask, but yet they're wearing them. Did you hear about the doctor, and I believe it was Indonesia? I can stand corrected, by the way. Okay, I just heard of this about 5 minutes ago from a credible source. If I'm misquoting, do forgive me, but here's the gist of it. A doctor in Indonesia, friends, he tested a goat. He tested oil. He sent forth these tests through to see how they would come back. He tested other animals just to see what the lab results would come out or come back to be. Did you know that they all came back positive? They all had coronavirus. They were animals, friends. Except the oil. That was the only one that was negative. Folks, these people are becoming nervous. They're becoming desperate. And again, this also coincides with the fact that big tech companies are censoring doctors across the globe. And not only are they censoring the big tech companies, are doctors that are telling you the truth, but they're even going so far as to educate you about the COVID-19 according to the CDC, who has no credibility. Did you know that? Hey, folks, if you dare speak out against the COVID-19, guess what? And you don't comply and you don't submit to their tyranny, that's what they do. They censor you. They shadow ban you. They expunge your videos. Just ask the big tech companies. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Or what else do they do? Well, like Senator Scott Jensen in the state of Minnesota, friends, what do they do with him? They just put him under investigation for telling the American people the opposite of what the dictator wannabe Tim Walz wants you to believe. See, and Americans are up to this, but why are the American people going along with it? I'll tell you why. Because they have no gratitude for the sacrifice given on their behalf, nor do they live for those that died for them and giving them the freedoms to do the right thing. They have too much to hold on to. Let me tell you what you have to hold on to really quick before this hard break. Absolutely nothing. So he who tries to save his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. There is no luggage racks on the top of a hearse. Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, it's certain that I came into the world naked, and it's certain that I'm going to leave naked. And let me ask you, with a question mark, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Lose the world and gain your soul. That's what this show is all about today. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them. I'm living it right now. Are you? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Here we go. Here we go. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to be quiet today, that's okay. I got a lot to download, but I do love hearing from you. Just wanted to let you know that. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. You ready for this? And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them, not you. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said, of course, there's nothing new about this kind of civil disobedience. It was evidenced sublimely in the refusal of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to obey the laws of Nebuchadnezzar on the ground that a higher moral law was at stake. Hello? It was practiced superbly by the early Christians who were willing to face hungry lions and the excruciating pain of chopping blocks rather than to submit to certain unjust laws of the Roman emperor. Wow. Does that sound familiar? Yes, it certainly does, because that's exactly where we're at today. Now, one thing that the world at large has witnessed when it comes to the American church, because this is important. Bradley, why do you go back to the church? Because it's the church's responsibility, and it's easy to talk about because 86% of the people in this country, well, they declare that they're Christians, yet we don't see the fruit of it, right? Read 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. We have a lot of hypocrites. We have a lot of liars in this country because they don't practice what they preach. If they did, folks, 86% of the American people, Christians, standing up, obeying God out of gratitude for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and keeping his commandments, tyranny wouldn't have a foothold anywhere. I mean, that's called, you know, getting rid of the little leaven that leaving at the whole lump real quick, right? Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, when we talk about the church is called to be the moral compass. That's us. Okay, we're called to be the light of the world. We don't take our candles and we don't hide them under a bushel or under a bed, friends. We put them on the highest place in the house so that everybody else can partake with that light. That's what a Christian does. Read Matthew 5:16, and this is how God is glorified, John 15:8 as well. Okay? So again, when we look at the world at large, we've all witnessed when it comes to the American church is that she's clearly lost her way. There's no question about it. She's now become an advocate of that which God, the Lord God, clearly, friends, let me say it again, clearly condemns. She's become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword. In short, a reproach to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Deuteronomy 28, verse 37, and to the people, right? We know this. It's common sense. Hey, folks, a company, when it sends forth its representatives, it sends forth the best that they have representing that company, right? That they might receive of what it is that they're selling. Well, the Bible says that we're to buy the truth and sell it not. But if you take that and put it in a positive way, there's the gospel, okay? And that is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, going out to the highways into the byways. And that's our job as Christians, just a parable for you. In fact, what we have seen over the last 7 decades in this country is that instead of the church praising God, tell me I'm wrong, instead of praising God and obeying His righteous commands, Proverbs 7:2, what do we see? Well, the American people have been busy praising their favorite compromising, where two men both agree on what they both know is wrong, and diplomatic seduction in another guise, politicians. Let me say that again. Instead of the church praising God and obeying His righteous commands, what do we see? We see where the American people have been busy praising their favorite compromised diplomatic politicians, Mark 8:15. And Jesus warned us about this. And again, obeying what it is that the Lord clearly condemns, 1 Kings 13:33, Isaiah 30. And this, by the way, on so many levels. Nothing new here, right? Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. Nothing new under the sun. Now, if you remember, right, Christ, when He was being crucified by the religious hypocrites, by that of the Herodians, right, the corrupt doctrine of government and the corrupt doctrine of the Jewish people during that day. You know, the little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump, and they're the blind that lead the blind. This is in Mark 8:15, right, and they all end up in the ditch. Why? Because they're blind. Look what they brought us to, friends. And yet, how many people in this country continuously give ear to the garbage taking place in this country? Okay? Jesus warned you of it. Beware of the leaven of the Herodians. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And it's exactly what we're dealing with today. And again, instead of the American people, 86%, praising and obeying God, what are they doing? They're praising in obedience and subjection to the tyrant wannabes. Men, the arm of the flesh. And that's exactly why they're reaping the curse. Remember, when Christ was being crucified, the religious hypocrites, along with the Herodians, were crying out, "We have no king but King Jesus," John 19:15. And don't forget about this. This is important, and I don't know why people try to avoid this portion of Scripture, because if you don't live for the blood of Christ, you're going to be condemned by the blood of Christ. Just ask the children of Israel, who said in Matthew 27, verse 25, "His blood be upon us and our children." Oh my gosh. Did they say it? Oh, they said it. Did they curse themselves? Oh, they did, because they lived exactly what they just got done declaring. While Christ Jesus, the truth, the light of men, the Son of God, is being crucified, they had the audacity to be so far emboldened, friends, as to say, "His blood be upon us and our children." It's important that that's brought into our conversations. And by the way, it's exactly what we're seeing today. Nothing new under the sun. So what we see is all of this is diametrically opposed to that of the Black Robe Regiment, the church of the day concerning our founding era, and what it is that our forefathers exhibited on so many fronts. They exhibited, friends, the very fruit in which we're eating from. Let's say they're the tree. We're still eating the fruit off of them as a tree, and the fruit that they have borne, Matthew 7:16. So what they did is, in fact, they bore their crosses while bearing responsibility before God and man, by God and for man. Read 1 John 5:2 when you get a moment. Now, I want you to listen to this, okay? Especially if you're a newer listener, and if you're not, listen, men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. Well, in my case, I need to be told more than that. That's why I feed on the Word of God continuously, day by day, week after week, month after month, year after year. He is my life, period. That's true. The Lord can bear witness to you. Less than 3% of the population during the founding era of this country, along with 13 colonies, and 56 signers, were used in establishing what it is that we have today, 244 years later. Did you also know that within the Declaration of Independence, our forefathers threw off a tyrant named King George? We spent time on that not too long ago, because that king would not be ruled by God. And again, three-quarters of that documentation found in the Declaration of Independence shows forth his usurpations against the colonies and what it was that they would not put up with any longer. Listen to me, America. This is applicable to today. Did you know that Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson designed our national Great Seal? Does anybody know what that Great Seal is? See, folks, if you want to know why people don't call in and combat this sort of information, is because they can't deny it. Folks, they cannot deny what I'm about to tell you. Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson designed our national Great Seal. Does anybody know what that Great Seal is? I just need to know. Somebody tell me, please. The Great Seal was Pharaoh. This is Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. Listen carefully. This is our national seal, our Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in the pursuit of who? God's children. How are they delivered? Through the blood of the Paschal Lamb. Important that you understand that. The National Great Seal, created by Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin, raised from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses, who stands on the shore, extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Not the other way around, the way that you're seeing today. Boy, these people understood the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, didn't they? Yep, so do we that are in Christ today. And what is the motto, friend, by the way, by Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, many of the other signers, every one of them, in fact, agreed with it because they signed their name to the Declaration of Independence on July 2nd, which was then proclaimed on the 4th of July, publicly. The slogan wrapped around the seal was, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Folks, what are we talking about right now? What did the Lord say to the church? "And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them." Well, that's where we're at today. How is it that we lost this in the mix? I mean, is that like a bunch of pigeons picking peas or what? They omit what they don't want to read and then they take on what they do want to read. You got to keep Scripture in context, friends. And our forefathers did just that through their exhibition. Maybe this explains, by the way, and I'm going to keep going down this road, friends, because it gets better, and I'm moving into the present, little by little, okay? Hang with me right now, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's a perfect message of the past to the present, to the face of those that call themselves servants of the people, which we all the well know work for special interest groups, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is again hammering the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
The failure of the Trump administration to develop or implement a national strategy to defeat COVID has meant that the disease has raged through our country for 7 months and the economy is in very bad shape.
Senate Republicans quick to point out Operation Warp Speed, which is part of the administration's effort to deliver 300 million doses of a safe, effective COVID-19 vaccine by next year. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning after the Seattle City Council voted to gut the Seattle Police Department, which specifically targeted her command staff, and they have to lay off 100 officers, most of whom are officers of color. You're listening to USA Radio News. There will be no fall sports in the Mountain West. The conference is postponing its fall season due to the coronavirus pandemic. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey telling Good Morning America what's going on in his conference's deliberations.
Our timeline is really based on the advice of a biostatistician way back in April said to me, listen, this is a new virus. We have not been through this before. So the longer you take to make decisions, the better information you'll have.
Having recovered from COVID-19, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is donating plasma to be given to other COVID-19 patients.
One of the main treatments right now is to give plasma, which is the antibodies, to people that are being treated in the hospital for COVID. And so for every person that has the antibodies that's already recovered from it, we can help 4 Oklahomans.
The governor speaking there in a Twitter video, also urging other people who've recovered from COVID-19 to follow his steps and donate their plasma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works, isn't it, friends? Here you have Chuck Schumer doing what he's told. They continuously keep the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, in business by leading through opposition, and nothing happens to anybody in government. It just happens to us, right? He accuses Donald Trump of something that Donald Trump doesn't defend, nor does he condemn Chuck Schumer outside of words, and the game goes on, and you lose, America. It's interesting how bad that economy is, Mr. Schumer. I noticed that you and Nancy Pelosi alone is worth $120 million, and you're a millionaire yourself, and I'm just kind of curious to know how you do that. It's crazy. Speaker of the House. Let's check this out right quick. And it's interesting because the Speaker of the House, she gets $223,000 every year, but she's worth over $120 million. Oh, she's a saver. That's probably what it is, right? Folks, the show goes on. Shut it off. And again, what are they doing? They're perpetuating their fraud, their narrative that has no legs of its own. You know, I've asked you before, it's interesting to prove the point, how many know who shot Garfield? How many know who shot McKinley? Nobody does. But everybody knows who shot Kennedy. Everybody knows who shot Lincoln. Isn't that interesting? You can always tell when there's a conspiracy, friends. Jeremiah 11:9, because of the time and effort they have to push forth concerning their false narratives. They have to keep it alive. It's the same thing going on with coronavirus right now, friends. They've lost the narrative. And out of desperation right now, what are they doing? They're continuously driving the narrative down your throats. Yet 90% of the people don't believe them. But yet they're going right along with them. And all of you that got the masks on, you can rest assured you're the same people that are going to take the vaccination. And it's also interesting to note, friends, these are the same people wearing masks that call guys like me conspiracy theorists when I tell them the truth. And they're the ones that got the masks on. How hypocritical. You people make me sick. You really do. Folks, we're talking about you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake. This is the Lord talking to the church. For a testimony against them, not them against you. See, it's to their own demise. When they attack Christians, it's to their own demise. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What happened after they did that? Spoiling principalities and powers. They set themselves up. They're committing suicide when they touch the anointed of the Lord, regardless of who they are. Okay? Let me go back to this. Ben Franklin. Thomas Jefferson came up with the National Seal. With the waters overflowing, Pharaoh and his armies, as the children of Israel, go to the other side to begin to inherit and possess the promised land. The slogan wrapped around the seal was rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. These are your forefathers. The Great Seal was approved by Congress on June 10th, 1782. Did you ever hear about that? No, of course not. Which, by the way, explains Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court building where it states, justice, the guardian of liberty, right? Exodus 20. And also, for those that didn't know, I'm here to just show you a little something that you might not have been paying attention to. The Liberty Bell, where it is inscripted on it, and you shall hallow the fifth year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his position, and you shall return every man unto his family. Leviticus 25:10. What was the sacrifice that they might go through to the promised land? Which was a type of Jesus Christ crucified on Calvary. The blood of the Paschal Lamb, right? Now, not forgetting that liberty is given by the sacrifices of Jesus Christ upon Calvary, John 3:16, 2 Corinthians 3:17, and 5:15, out of gratitude for the sacrifice, when we can understand why Charles D. Montesquieu, one of the three signers helping along in English common law, establishing what it is that we have today, he's the guy that said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That's right. And why is liberty the right to do what the law permits? Because they understand the price paid for their freedoms. Now, going fast forward, have you ever noticed that them that are to serve the people, they put their hand on the Bible, promising to uphold the laws found within the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Don't forget this. This is important. Why? And just for the record, it's a similar oath taken by our military men as well. But when you see those that serve we the people, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to man and God, to God and man, in that order, to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Now, I mean to say that first because you need to understand that our military men take a similar oath. But we see just the exact opposite happening by our said representatives. They're not living for the sacrifice. Nope, they're saying, his blood be upon us. And they mean to include all of us in this curse, friends. And the way that we go down with them in this curse and the hole that they themselves have dug is we go ahead and we follow their dictates. We follow their edicts, lawful or not, friends. No, when they're lawful, we'll stand with them. When they're unlawful, we'll stand against them. That's the history of the church. When you look at World War I, consider this. When you look at World War I, there was 116,516 men that fought against a tyrant transgressing moral law. Right? That's what we're told. My grandpa was there. In World War II, there was 405,399 men who died upholding them laws against a tyrant in Germany, we were told, named Adolf Hitler. Right? My uncle was there. In Korea, there was 36,516 men that sacrificed themselves to maintain our law, to uphold them. Right? At least that's what we were told. My dad was there picking up body parts out of the water. Now, Vietnam, there was 58,120 men that fought against, well, they don't know, neither do we. We do know that the military-industrial complex made over $2 trillion out of that war that nobody can make sense out of. But we were told that we have an enemy that we have to deal with. And in the process, 58,000 young men did their duty. believing that they were doing the right thing. And I stand with them, okay? My cousin was killed there. Then you have Afghanistan, you have Iraq. If you've never been over to Arlington Cemetery before, friends, you need to do so, because a lot of those boys coming back today that have been sacrificed, and what we believe, friends, and what we have been told by the powers that are tolerated, well, they're fighting for the good of America. No, they're fighting now for the good of a global cause. Just so you know. Just so you know. It's interesting how Americans today have now become so desensitized as now to succumb in our government today as to what our veterans have fought, bled, and died fighting against in other countries, isn't it? Isn't it? You want me to make it a little incendiary? I can. Henry Kissinger, who sits next to the president, who Donald Trump and other administrations since that of none other than Richard Nixon, he sat next to them and he gives them advice. He gives presidents advice. He's a known pedophile and he's a known war criminal in other countries, for the record. Did you also know that Henry Kissinger said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy? Can I ask you who sends those military men that are just dumb, stupid animals to fight their wars? Your politicians. And keep in mind, your politicians, they don't lead the way. They send your kids to sacrifice themselves for their gains. It's a different show, but I want you to understand what's going on here. Now, I want to bring you to the present concerning our modern-day tyrants, okay? And I'm leading up to it incrementally in comparison to that of our forefathers, because I want to tell you something, friends. Our forefathers wouldn't put up with an inkling of what Americans have put up with today. The Sons of Liberty, Patrick Henry, stated, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I, his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker, may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Friends, we are dealing with much more than what our forefathers dealt with. But against all odds, our forefathers trusted God. They moved boldly, and God gave them the victory from less than 3% of the population as to what we have now. Again, let me remind you, less than 1.7% of the population today is being used to judge your country. What in the heck are you running from? The Bible says that the wicked flee when there's none that pursueth. You cowards. You're cowards. You're running from nothing. You're running from that which does not exist. You're just submitting to the new edict, regardless, again, if it's lawful or unlawful. Now, I want you to fill in the blanks for your tyrants. They're all in front of your faces across the United States of America today. I ask constantly, people, how many people believe the media, which is owned by six corporations worldwide and operated by the CIA and their useful idiots? Well, 94% say that they don't. It's important that you understand this. Just to show you the hypocrisy, read Romans 1:18 as well as Matthew 23, verse 3, and not in that order. How many trust in the governments, in the operations today? They have an 11% approval rating, friends, just for the record. Now, let me ask you, concerning the hot topic of the day, how many that don't believe the media and don't trust the government realize that it's the government that told them that there was a virus? Has anybody been paying attention as to what's been taking place in this country over the last 4 and 5 months? You're under attack. You're under attack like never, ever before. And what are we taught to do by the powers that are tolerated through the mainstream media and corrupt politicians that have sold themselves out to the likes of a Bill Gates? Well, we've been told that unless we take the vaccination, and I knew what was coming here, this is the pill in the jam, that if we don't take the vaccination, we're not going to be able to operate. You cannot buy or sell unless you take the vaccination. How many people out there right now are so foolish as to believe that this is not what they're leading to? Because Billy Bob, Mr. Depopulation, has already said so. This is the guy impersonating doctors. He's the guy that said he wanted to globally vaccinate the world. This is the guy, again, that wants to depopulate the planet. So you submit to this and all of his subordinates that are going along with this narrative, you deserve what you get. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Friends, taking it line upon line, precept upon precept, blending in the old with the new, and bringing you from the foundations of our country to where we're at today. And what it is that we're talking about is straight from Scripture, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake. This is the Lord talking to the church for a testimony against who? Corrupt kings, governors, presidents. Hello? My goodness, friends, how backwards are people in this country? It sickens me. Now, picking it up from the last segment, in essence, friends, the same ones deceiving you about the coronavirus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. What should put a chill up your spine more than anything is the fact that the big tech companies who have been exposed time after time after time after time for censoring the doctors that are telling you the truth. If that doesn't put a chill up your spine, nothing does. Hey, folks, if the narrative is true, then why is it that they have to shut down other doctors that are telling you that which is in contrast to what they are telling you through the mainstream media? People can think for themselves. They know who's lying. They know who's telling you the truth. It reminds me of the big tech companies put fake news on people that are telling you the truth. They do it all day long. You know who their fact checkers are with Facebook, friends? Those that used to work with CNN. Yeah, you can't make this up. Let me also ask you something. Are things getting better in this country, or are they getting worse? They're getting hot, as the nation is being turned into hell because Americans have departed wickedly from their God. Let me go to this. You remember when I did an interview with Alan Keyes, presidential contender that just spanked Barack Hussein Obama? He asked me what I thought of the coronavirus, and I said to him, well, we had Vietnam in the 1960s, we had the energy crisis in the 1970s, AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s, the war in Panama, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, Bosnia War, illegal wars, and in the 1990s. Then in 2000, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War, Y2K was going to destroy everything. Remember that? 2001, it was anthrax that was going to kill us. 2002, West Nile virus is going to kill us. 2003, SARS is going to kill us. 2005, bird flu is going to kill us. 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. 2008, the financial collapse is going to destroy us. 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us. 2012, the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world. Oh, I'm not done yet. 2008, the financial collapse was going to destroy us. 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us. Again, the Mayan calendar was going to kill us or was going to end the world. 2012, 2013, the Korea was going to cause World War III. 2014, Ebola virus was going to kill us. Folks, they've created a world that doesn't exist. In other words, they fabricated this. Is there a tangibility of this world? Yes, but it's here today because we have left off God. Instead of creating that utopia in obedience to Him and establishing His kingdom be done on this earth, what have we done? We've allowed them to create a world that exists in their sick, reprobate minds. I'm not done yet. 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill us. 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. They'll pull that one up again whenever they need, friends. 2016, Zika virus is going to kill us. 2020, the coronavirus is going to kill us. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 21. This is the curses from heaven upon a disobedient nation. Folks, gee whiz, right? Enough already. Do such words as, just to further solidify my point, do such words as virus, mask down, lockdown, authorized quarantine, coronavirus for your family's safety, swab the inside of your mouth with a Q-tip, blood test, high fever, respiratory distress, tracking and treating, viruses come from China, chloroquine, sound familiar to anybody today? Well, we hear about it 24/7 through the mainstream media. Right, from who? Ill-designing men, Ephesians 4:14. Did you know that all of these names and expressions are from a television program called Dead Zone from 2003? Just wanted to make clear as to what you believe. 2003. Okay? Dead Zone. I played the audio for you before. Every single thing I just said was exactly verbatim from Dead Zone in 2003. They were conditioning you. They were planting the seeds of deception. In 2011, there was a movie called Contagion pushing the same propaganda. Then we have Bill Gates forecasting the virus in 2015. By the way, since when did Bill and Melinda Gates become doctors or elected representatives? But that's how they're putting them up today. And then hot on his corrupt heels, we then have Anthony Fauci forecasting the virus in 2017. Hey, folks, let me just stop right there, because I know people just love to heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. You don't need any more information as to why you need to deal with the corrupt. You've got all the information that you need. You know what people do? They deceive themselves into believing things aren't that bad. They continuously go back to their vomit like a dog does. They subject themselves to the people that are lying to them. They put their trust there. They reap the curse. They lose their life. They stand before God and then hope that the Lord's going to show mercy in overlooking their dereliction of duty. It ain't going to work. You heard what I said. Hebrews 9:27. It's not going to work. This ain't going to work. Just wanted to let you know. You go ahead and deceive yourselves all day long, friends. We don't need to listen to another conservative tell us about how they're lying to us. We have enough information, friends. Here, let me take it to this. We now have a mayor in California saying that if you defy our unconstitutional orders, we will shut off your power and your water supply. Just got done highlighting this over the weekend. This is what you're putting up with. This is the same tyrant that put out a fleece to his constituents in Los Angeles that if you snitch on your neighbors, you will be rewarded. This is what you're putting up with, America. And you think this is going to get better? What about Jezebel Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who said that businesses, if they don't comply with her unlawful edicts, don't serve them? Put that up against Revelation 13:7. The same one that wanted to strip individuals of their business license, like a 77-year-old barber who would not comply. He needed to work to support his family. Did you know as well that Jezebel here, did you also know that she makes $159,300 as she sells out and gets a little kickback or under-the-table bribes, and yet Scripture is clear that we are not to take or rest judgment, or to take a gift that blindeth our eyes. This woman is as blind as a bat to her own demise, and that willfully. This is what defines wicked people. Okay? By the way, Gretchen Whitmer is the same one that told store owners not to sell seed to landowners, that they could survive off the land. This is what you're putting up with, friends, and the Lord commands that we do the opposite and stand up against them. The one that makes the appeal to the likes of a Whoopi Goldberg to support her desperate position is Gretchen Whitmer. Oh yeah, this is also the same Jezebel, listen carefully, that wears a hat with Planned Parenthood. 60 million babies have been murdered, their body parts being sold, and all the while she wears a hat that says Make America Great Again, with guess which that which precedes it, friends, Planned Parenthood. Folks, that is daring the justice of God, and she's going to get a reply, rest assured. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Friends, we have tyrannical governors assailing their own people, the people that they're to serve, attempting to make them enemies of the state. What am I talking about? In California, the little wannabe dictator Gavin Newsom demanded that businesses shut down while his winery remained open. This is what you're putting up with, right? Where he, not that the law demanded that churches shut down while at the same time, simultaneously, abortion clinics were allowed to remain open. Folks, I want to tell you something. He never had the lawful edict or constitution laws found within to enforce his unlawful, unconstitutional edicts in the first place. So let me ask you something. Why did you shut down? 55% of the companies that have shut down because the government said so, did you know that 55% of them will never open their doors again? Folks, you did it to yourselves. And what are we commanded to do? We're commanded to go to the law, and we're commanded to uphold the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and the American people somehow or another have convinced themselves to submit to tyranny is the only thing that they should lawfully do because their hireling in the pulpit said that that's what they need to do. Well, let me tell you what. That hireling in the pulpit, let me say this. God, damn him. That is equal to a woe. The Lord damning him. Read Matthew 23. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. He is telling you to continuously give them more courage to advance an unlawful agenda against the American people, where at the end of the day, friends, you can rest assured there's going to be a whole lot of people dying. And you don't have to ask me if that's true or not. Just ask goes Billy Bob as to who these hirelings are listening to in the first place. Read John 10:12 when you get a moment. Love you by what we do. Oh, by the way, that wasn't a swear word. That is the definition of woe. God damning people, right? Ephesians 4:29, James 1:26. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.